Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. You know, we talk a lot about the journey of the security program, right? The CISO's journey as the program develops and matures and changes over time. And there's several steps along that journey. Take any practice in it, and you can oftentimes break up organizations and determine where they are in that journey and what they need to do next. Mind you, they may just need to stay where they're at, as we talked about earlier with minimalism. But let's suppose you want to progress fully, and let's suppose that we're looking at something like security testing. So, in the beginning, in the dawn of time, no, many organizations are still just starting this, right? So they haven't done any assessments. They haven't done any testing. They haven't done a penetration test. They haven't done a vulnerability assessment. They really don't have any visibility into their risks. So the very beginnings is to do an assessment. Now that's not enough, right? So some organizations have got to the point where they're doing regular assessments every couple years, every year, whatever it may be. Then the question becomes, are you doing anything with that? And you talk to a lot of penetration testers and you hear a lot of frustration. We do the test every single year. Every single year we find the same thing. Every single year they say they're going to fix things. Every single year they file away the report, nothing happens. So the next step in the progression of the maturity of an organization is we do the assessment and we remediate. This is where I oftentimes hear customers saying, hey, can we have that report in a spreadsheet? Or, oh, I took that report you gave us and I gave it to my admin and she made us a spreadsheet. And you're like, fantastic. I love spreadsheets. I'm a big fan of security by spreadsheets. Why are you transcribing the report to spreadsheets though? And of course, it's because they want to track progress. So now you've moved from no assessments to assessments with no remediation, no assessments to assessments with remediation to actually remediating the findings. And this works well if you have like maybe one assessment or two assessments, but you quickly begin to hit a scaling issue if you've got multiple assessments. Let's suppose you've got an internal red team, external penetration test, you've got quarterly ASV scans on your PCI perimeter. You've got vendor requirements coming in. Your compliance team's found something. And by the way, we're still working on the remediation from the pen test last year. So we've got 6-7 point projects all going at the same time, all contending for the same people. So as the maturity continues to develop, this is where you get to the point where you need a full-on remediation program. Don't actually know too many clients who have this, but it's fantastic when they do. Basically, you have one work stream for all remediation. New assessments come in, and these new assessments that are coming in get prioritized into a strategic initiative that is ongoing. It's one ongoing program for meeting all findings regardless of the source, prioritizing all findings regardless of the source, and integrating them into one work stream. I like that. I would argue that's pretty close to the end of the assessment journey. And I am pretty close to the end of my journey. So I will leave you there. Have a good day, have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you later.